This lesson is called, it's a theory lesson with soloing and chord vocabulary built into it. It's called Analyze the Chord Progression and Solo on It. Okay, first chord progression is F, B flat, G minor, and C7. So the first thing is just play it and tell me what key you think it's in, like which of those four chords you would end on, you know, to say thank you, good night. That's going to be your key. So play through it and then tell me what's going on. It is. It's the key of F. And so how did you just get there by ear? Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, go ahead, let's play it together once and then we'll end on F. Like three, four, like. Like no other chord would feel like home. When you go like this, feels like there's more music to be had, or this one, like you're just begging, it's just begging to get back home to F. So yes, you're correct. So now that you got the key, what's the Roman numerals? Yep, so it's a 1, 4, 2, 5, and that's how I think of this whole thing. When I see that, like I can just know, and so will you, like after a while, you'll just recognize that as a 1, 4, 2, 5 progression in the key of F without even ever having heard it, and I can instantly know how to solo on it and everything. So we're going to do just that. We're going to play the chords and solo on it back and forth. We can even trade with yourself. You can do one time through the chords and one time soloing. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, so use F major pentatonic, which is the same as D minor pentatonic. D minor pentatonic is this relative minor. Go ahead and solo on it using. Go ahead, your turn. D minor pentatonic or F major pentatonic. See, but you're right. You can't use F major pentatonic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. You can't use F minor pentatonic because that's going to clash. You can use D minor pentatonic because that's the relative minor. 2, 3, go. Trouble a little bit. Let me hear D minor pentatonic. It'll fit. And play it confidently and you'll fit. It would be this. You can still use the C shape. But I'm just correcting your fingering. Go ahead. So you keep going out here. It's... Yeah, do you remember this?
No,
that's okay. Go ahead, let's hear. You think you could trade with yourself, like go back to chords every four bars, and then you do sit soloing every four.
I could try.
We can do the flip-flop, like when I'm playing lead, you're playing chords and vice versa. So switch every time we come back to the F chord, you'll switch. Start on chords first. 1, 2, 3. comment on is that, have you noticed that when you play the D, even though I said it's a D minor pentatonic, the D doesn't feel like the one.
Right.
And it's because we're really playing, you're really playing F major pentatonic, so F is the one. More on that later. When you learn the major pentatonics, which are the same fingerings as the minor pentatonics, but a different mental shift as to where the root is, then it'll be, the F will be, it'll fit even better, if that makes sense. So right now we're kind of using the relative minor as a hack, like a cheat, to get us into major keys. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, chord progression number two is G minor for one bar, E flat for one bar, F for one bar, and C for one bar. That's G minor, E flat, F, C. So we'll jam on that for a minute. Two, three, four, nine. This next time, tell me which chord you might end on. It sounds like the root, that G minor.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It sounds like G minor. It is G minor. So now you have to analyze the whole progression in terms of G minor. Okay, good. We're off to a good start. You got 1-6-7, which is correct for the G minor, E flat, and F. But then C, as you wisely said, is not in the G minor harmonic scale. So, what to do? It's a non-diatonic chord. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you know, if every progression was diatonic, then it would be a very boring world. Like, you'd only have 7 notes out of 12. If every, you know what I mean? If every chord progression was diatonic, then you'd only be using the 7 notes of that scale when you heard that song, and so you'd be leaving out the other 5 notes. The other 5 notes is where all the color is. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I'm not saying you have to use all 12 notes in every song, but usually songs use more than 7 notes. They might use 8 or 9 or whatever. So let's analyze. We know, like, is the root C in, is the root C one of the, how do I ask this? Is the root of the C chord the same as one of the diatonic chords in G minor? Like, is there another chord with a root C in G minor?
No.
Are you sure? There's no other chord that begins with C when you look at the G minor harmonic scale? Right, when you look at the G minor harmonic scale, is there any chord that starts with C?
Just the 4.
The 4.
C minor.
It's C minor, yeah. So the answer is yes. That C chord shares a root in common with the 4 chord, which is supposed to be minor. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it's not. It's major.
Right.
So we just have to call it a 4 major.
4 major.
That's all you have to do. So you literally would write Roman numeral 4 and then MAJ. That's all. That's how you analyze non-diatonic chords. What does that mean in terms of soloing? Well, if you're using 7 note scales, which we'll get to, like the actual G minor, there's, then the plot would thicken a little bit when you got to that non-diatonic chord. But this is why guitarists love minor pentatonics, because it skates over the whole thing. Like, it'll still sound good whether I play C minor or whether I play C, it'll still fit fine. So you're basically going to use G minor pentatonic to solo over this. When you're doing the 7-note scales, you'll know that the first 3 chords are like Aeolian. The last chord makes it into a Dorian. We'll talk about that later. For now, let's just jam on it, and we're going to trade 2s again. You do chords for 1 round, and then G minor pentatonic for another round, back and forth. Here we go. 1, 2. Yeah. good. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Any questions on that? Yeah, isn't it fun? And, you know, just... how shall I say this? Just trading with yourself, you can jam. You don't need a looper pedal if you can... It's fun. I think it's more fun. You just keep your spot. Because then it forces you to keep your spot while you're soloing, like... Yeah. Helps you solo more with phrasing, you know. And where am I getting these progressions? I'm getting them all from the Common Core Progression chord sheet, which I'm not going to ask you to look at, because then you'll be able to, you know, maybe find whichever one that I'm extracting. But these are all very common core progressions.